This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We all lose our keys, forget names from time to time, but for some Australians, those lapses may be early signs of something more serious. So what can we do, especially early on, to look after our brain health? Well, Gerald Quigley is a Melbourne-based community pharmacist and an accredited herbalist. He's here to talk about the growing evidence behind nutrition and lifestyle as part of a broader strategy to support brain health. Greg, welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Warren. And we've all lost our keys every now and again, haven't we? And we think, let the first person point to one another, because we're all guilty of that.
Definitely. Gerald, what is mild cognitive impairment, and how does it, I suppose, it relate to Alzheimer's disease?
This is where, if we use the losing the keys or losing the phone example, Warren, this might be that the occasional becomes the more regular, and other little things you might notice as well. So it's changes to how our memories performed in the past compared to now, as well as how frequently these behaviours are recurring. Now, it sounds fairly clinical, but when you think about it, if you notice that something's happening constantly, then it usually means there's a bit of an issue. And I think the first thing to do is to recognise that and reassure that person, which can be, if someone says to you, Dad or Grandpa or Uncle Bill, I think you're losing it, it can be a fairly cruel thing to say. Mm. So we've got to recognise that the issue might be there, and with the reassurance we can look at the options we've got, of which there are a number, including medical nutrition.
Now, Gerald, you've blended pharmacy with herbal medicine, and I'm curious about that, because we often hear about, I suppose, interactions between things we buy off the shelf at the supermarket or the health food store with our medications. We've seen vitamin B6 toxicity in the news recently. It seems like a sensible combo to me. How did that come about?
Well, it really came about, Warren, because in my early days, and my wife was a pharmacist as well, we were seeing the same people with the same issues month after month after month, happily collecting their prescriptions. And I challenged our staff in our pharmacy at that stage to make a difference to every single person who came in. And that took me down the pathway to nutrition and looking at options and empowering people. And that's really what the mild cognitive impairment issue is. I know the B6 has been in the news recently, and that's a single nutrient. Mm. And that's an example of where perhaps we need to rely on people we trust to give us help in checking that something's appropriate, something is actually filling a gap that may have appeared, whether or not there could be an interaction with overuse or too heavy a use, and just move away from social media and perhaps reading about someone's opinion on whether they are really getting benefit, or are they really being paid to endorse it? There's a bit of a difference, isn't there?
Absolutely. Let's talk about mild cognitive impairment. How do, I suppose, nutritional strategies work alongside traditional medical treatments for this condition?
Well, we don't really have much effective medical treatment at the moment. Mm. There's so much we need yet to understand about dementia and the development of dementia, Alzheimer's, why it develops in certain people and not others. And sometimes we go down the pathway of a medical or experimental theory and we think, wow, this is looking good. And then it's all disproven and we go back to the start again. Nutrition, on the other hand, is looking to identify the parts of the brain involved in memory and recall and addressing specifically the pathways involved. So we're looking at neurons that take a message from somewhere and process it and send it off somewhere else. And that process involves certain nutrients. We know that omega-3s, as in fish oil, make a difference. We know that B vitamins can make a difference. And we know that other specific things can also get involved. So if we package those together and we actually support the function of the brain in the memory process, 20 years of research has shown that over time, with regular daily nutrition, we can arrest the trend. We can reduce any further decline by up to 60%. And we don't, frankly, have a drug that can do that at this stage.
Let's talk about, I suppose, some of the things that could be causing someone with MCI to progress. We hear about things like inflammation, other things like blood flow, etc. What role do they play, and how does nutrition, therefore, link into those mechanisms?
All of them play a role. So certainly blood flow into the brain is very, very important because, after all, Warren, the blood is actually carrying the nutrients. So if that's compromised, there is an issue there straight away. We know that neuroinflammation or inflammation of the brain, and that can occur after a head injury, and we're there, the sporting ones are in the news all the time at the moment. So that probably does play a role as well. I'm surprised. We sometimes say, look, stay mentally challenged and keep challenging yourself to learn things. But I have friends who have had brilliant careers in business and leadership who actually now have been diagnosed with dementia heading on to Alzheimer's. That puzzles me. I have other friends who have had a fairly average sort of a life, nothing spectacular. They don't show any signs. And this is part of the challenge. So if we nutritionally support the pathways and we can show over time that it can be effective, it can reduce that risk, then at least it helps a person's quality of life, and more particularly those around them, the supportive family, and they usually are all involved, don't they?
Definitely. We're chatting with Melbourne pharmacist and accredited herbalist Gerald Quigley. Gerald, with so many, like, you walk into any pharmacy or any big box pharmacy and there are so many products and supplements on the shelves, how can we know, I suppose, what's actually evidence-based and what's not?
More than ever, Warren, you've got to ask. We can actually these days, as individuals, we can look at company websites and we can easily follow the evidence, and certainly from a medical nutrition perspective, the evidence has been very carefully put together by geriatricians over many, many, many years. We've published articles in the Alzheimer's and Dementia Journal. These are the sorts of things we've just got to make sure that just because they're natural, so you walk into anywhere, be it supermarket, pharmacy, health food store, and all these things jump out at you. You might be looking for fish oil. So you go into an area, you have fish oil, you have krill oil, you have algal oil, you have flaxseed oil. It's certainly worth asking someone who you trust, but more particularly saying to them, now I'm relying on you for accurate information here, and I'll certainly be giving you my feedback as to whether I think it's doing the job for me. We've just got to develop that relationship of trust again, and then we get best value out of anything we buy in that arena. But more particularly, we can be reassured we're getting the right advice.
Now, if someone's listening and they're thinking, you know what, I want to go and have a conversation and find out some more information about memory health with a professional and get my nutrition on track, where's a really good place to start, Joe?
I think the thing we've got to remember that as far as brain health is concerned, the earlier we look at this, the better, Warren. Mm-hmm. And probably the way to go, the nutrition we're talking about is explained fully on the website, which is all the W's, Souvenaid, souvenaid.com.au. And that's where the science, the evidence, the articles, particularly by the scientific committee, is all there. And it probably shows that if we are concerned about anyone close to us who's been diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment, we can speak to the appropriate health professional about Souvenaid and about the importance of nutrition. So it's a bit of a team effort, but the information to help everybody understand what medical nutrition is all about, it's a good read. It makes sense because it's not complicated, and that's really what we need these days.
Gerald, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Absolute pleasure, Warren. All the best.
Thank you, Gerald Quigley, Melbourne-based pharmacist and herbalist.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.